House Bill 1025. Well, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Again, Jim Carpenter with the South Dakota Highway Patrol. What is being handed out are two sections that pertain to our adoption, and what House Bill 1025 is an update of the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulations and the Hazardous Material Regulations that South Dakota has adopted from the Code of Federal Regulations. In addition to our normal annual adoption of those regulations to keep us current, we have requested to add subparts F and G, and that is what the handout is. There not enough?
Oh, wait, I think I got an extra.
No, they're two different ones.
We've added subparts F and G, and what they pertain to are specifically subpart F addresses the registration of cargo tank motor vehicles and those people that manufacture and repair cargo tanks. And subpart G addresses the registration of those carriers that transport hazardous materials. The Highway Patrol and law enforcement in general since September 11th has been asked to have a very high level of scrutiny over the transportation of hazardous materials. And the adoption of these two subparts fills a void that we have had currently in law, and as well as rounding out a good solid platform for our continued monitoring of hazardous materials transportation in South Dakota. Just as an example, this year the adoptions, things that you may have heard that would be included in this year's adoption, our new placarding guidelines, the diamond-shaped warning signs on the side of trucks transporting hazardous materials. There's been some new updates on those. Our new guidelines governing items transported that are poisonous by inhalation, whereby if you would ever come in contact and breathe them, they would be instantly deadly. There's prohibited placarding that's now come about that's new in 2001. And probably one of the biggest things that everybody has seen and may have taken for granted, but just actually came fully effect in 2001, was the retro-reflective tape that you see on all the semi-trailers. And at night, whether the vehicle's moving or parked, the headlights really, truly illuminate that vehicle. As a safety item, that became fully effective in 2001. And that is one of the other items that's contained in this annual readoption of the federal regulations. So again, we'd ask your support in updating these guidelines and making the adoption of these two small pieces regarding hazardous materials. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Questions from the committee? Just as a point of interest, Captain, how long does those strips have to be on the side of those trucks?
Mr. Chairman, they have to be 50% of the length of the trailer, and they have to be spaced evenly so people don't misinterpret that it's passed and then there's another vehicle coming.
Yeah.
It should cover 50%.
Okay. Thank you. Any further questions from the committee? Senator Staggers.
Yes. In taking a look at this, it says it's going to be a Class 2 misdemeanor. If there is any violation of the hazardous materials regulations pertaining to registration of cargo tank motor vehicles, registration of persons who offer or transport hazardous materials, I don't know. I guess the impression I have is that this is, you know, if you don't have your paperwork right, you're going to get a Class 2 misdemeanor.
Yes, sir. That is
it's a paperwork thing.
That is correct, Senator Staggers.
Any further questions? Thank you, Captain. Are the further proponents for House Bill 1025? Seeing none, are there any opponents for House Bill 1025? Seeing none, we will close it to committee discussion and disposition of the bill.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator McCracken.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Based on the testimony that we heard from the Highway Patrol this morning, I'd move due pass on House Bill 1025.
Is there a second? Who seconded? I'm sorry. Senator Hagan. Okay. All right. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, House Bill 1025 will bring to a vote. Those in favor of House Bill 1025 will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The Secretary will call the roll. Aye. 1025 will go to the floor with the due pass recommendation.